Congo man was busking at the corner of Bay and Bloor. Some say the front line of the battle between the rich and the poor. The reverend came with his violin, the dub master soon joined in. It was a good vibration, they didn't have no botheration. A man in a suit, looking very dignified, interrupted their stride. Eyes open wide, chest filled with pride, he said, "Get up off your ass, you welfare bum. Pull up your socks before I call the cops. Pull up your socks before I call the cops." They looked at each other with surprise and wonder, not knowing how to react to this crazy mother talker. They decided to let things go. They didn't want to interrupt the flow. You see, they were busking at the corner of Bay and Bloor, front line of the battle between the rich and the poor. But Mr. Suit and Tie refused to move, and it wasn't that he was digging the groove. So the dubmaster said, "Mister, what's going on in your head? Sunday to church, spiritually well fed. Monday to Saturday, does the devil live in your head?" He curled up his nose with his dignified pose, twisted his ribs right up to his nose. With anger well composed, he said, "You people are the cause of the problems in this society. Decent people like me have reached the limits of our generosity. So get up off your ass, you welfare bum. Pull up your socks before I call the cops. Why don't you pull up your socks before I call the cops?" And so the Congo man replied, "Mr. Suit and Tie, is it possible that you're living a lie? People like us are doing our best to get by, and people like you keep taking a bigger piece of the pie. In this shitstorm of competition, your deck is stacked right up to the sky." His temperature began to rise. We could tell by the bulge in his eyes. "How dare you make excuses for your sorry state? No wonder you have an empty plate." Man, they were trying to keep their cool, but this man was acting the fool. So the reverend wanted to tell him to kiss his ass, but they were busking at the corner of Bay and Bloor, front line of the battle between the rich and the poor. And so the reverend said to Mr. Suit and Tie, "Mr. Suit and Tie, tell me, how much taxes do you pay?" And he hemmed, and he hawed, and he hemmed, and he hawed. "Well, I really couldn't say. I'm a businessman. I contribute my fair share. But come to think of it, I didn't pay any taxes last year." And now, the reverend's temperature began to rise. You could tell by his expansive size. He said, "Man, you better wipe that frown from your face. You are living disgrace to the human race. Tax breaks and generous incentives from your political chums? Aren't you a corporate welfare bum, taking money from schools and hospitals? Privatize our commons to supersize your capital? Treat the public you rob with disdain while you hoard your ill-gotten gains? But man, your greed is truly addictive, and you rationalize it as taking the initiative. How do you expect people to find decent jobs when our dignity and rights you continually rob?" Unable to comprehend, Mr. Suit and Tie called the police, who promptly charged the reverend with disturbing the peace. They were taken away by the forces of law and order, hired by the state to guard the border between the people with ways and means and the people with hopes and dreams.